Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
So the St. Louis Cardinals are not out of it. They're 5 games out of a playoff spot, but it's time. They need to go on a bit of a winning streak like they did in 2021 when Mike Schilt led them to 17 straight victories in the playoffs. And we're joined right now covering the team for The Athletic. Our friend Katie Wu is in St. Louis. Hi, Katie.
My beloved Angels, can you hear me all okay?
We can. Perfect. How are you?
Amazing. It's like you have to be like a NASA scientist to figure out Polly's direction and how to get hooked up to the audio. I was very nervous, but it is so great to see you all. How are you guys?
It's great to see you as well. We are doing very well. How hot and sticky and gross is it in St. Louis today? That's where I want to start.
We'll put it this way. Dennis Lynn texted me yesterday and said that he changed his mind. He will not be attending the series after one look at the weather. So I hope you guys are enjoying your perfect sunshine and your perfect state, because it's miserable here.
It is
very sweaty.
I always think about the guys. We played a game yesterday. It was like 90 degrees.
Bro, it's 942 out there right now.
Yeah.
It's 86 degrees.
86, just all humidity. And I thought about the guys. I almost vomited when I got to first base and had to take a pinch runner. And I'm like, man, these guys got to go do it out there every single day.
97 today, 100 tomorrow.
No.
96 and rain on Wednesday. Ugh.
This is unreal.
Oh, rain?
Yeah, rain.
I didn't even know there was rain. This state is not real, I'm telling you guys. It doesn't exist.
Well, our teams, I will say this, the St. Louis Cardinals are sitting there at 500 right now, I think 65 and 65. And I'm telling you, 2 months ago, Katie, I thought, yeah, this is, when we talked to Katie Wu, we're going to be sitting here at 2.500 teams. I mean, period, the end. That's exactly what I thought. The only difference is the Padres have had a run. The Cardinals haven't really had that run that has put them over. What has gone, I guess, what's gone right and what's gone wrong? And you got to do something right to be, you know, at 500.
You know, I think it's just kind of baffling to see where the Cardinals are where they are, because when you think about their lineup and the people that should have been powering their offense, none of them really have. I mean, just in the week alone, the Cardinals optioned Jordan Walker back down to AAA. They sent Nolan Gorman, who is supposed to be their big power hitting second baseman from the left side. He's back in Memphis. Wilson Contreras broke his finger on Saturday, and the hits just keep coming. And credit to the Cardinals, they keep finding ways to win pivotal series. The big thing with the Cardinals is they have been unable to go on that run, like you said, Woodsy. Yeah. They have 1 win streak of above 5 games. Everything else has been win 2, lose 2, very 500. So I think this is exactly kind of where they were built to be. That they're able to stay afloat in what has been a really chaotic and honestly not very good August is commendable. But man, what a big hole they're in September. It's certainly not going to get any easier with Mike Schilt and his soaring Padres coming into town for 4.
Want to ask you about Mike Schilt. When the Cardinals came to town, it was right in the beginning of April, so very early in the season, and we're more focused on the Padres. But this is a pretty big return here for Mike Schilt to St. Louis. What's kind of the talk about having him back after his time as manager of the Cardinals, how it ended, and now he's returning with a playoff contending team?
Yeah, definitely. I think if you're Mike Schilt, you're feeling a lot of emotions right now. It's his first time back in St. Louis since he was unceremoniously and kind of shockingly fired after that 17-game winning streak in 2021 to take the Cardinals to the wild card series. And he hasn't been back since. And there's obviously going to be a lot of feelings there, a lot of emotion. But I think if you're Mike Schilt, you're coming in there with a squad that has been one of the best teams since the second half. I mean, the Padres just keep finding ways to win. It's insane. I don't know how you guys keep doing it. Maybe the Cardinals could take some notes. I think there'll be a lot of emotion for Schilty there. I don't necessarily envision a like tribute video, because I think that would just be kind of awkward. But I do expect him to get a pretty significant standing ovation. I don't know when he's exchanging the lineup cards at home plate, if he does that with Ollie Marmol, who he remains friends with. So we'll see. But I'm sure there's a lot of meaning behind this series for Schilty. You know, he was a Cardinals farmhand through and through, spent 20 years, a lifer, never expected to leave the organization, but life comes at you fast. So we'll see how he handles it. But no doubt about it, a pivotal series for both St. Louis and San Diego. honestly, the Padres, with a convincing series, have a chance to kind of put the dagger in the Cardinals season right now. So I'm sure that's an opportunity Mike Schilt will relish. But the Cardinals have been playing better baseball, much more competitive games. So we will see.
Who has been, and I know there was a lot of talk in the offseason about the moves that they made. You know, they added some guys that were maybe a little bit longer in the tooth, but can go out and eat innings. What has been the, as far as the pitching side goes, what has kind of been the weakness for them? Because I know a lot of people are like, man, you know, Lance Lynn and these guys, but he's actually, I think, pitched okay, if I'm not mistaken. And they've added, you know, some of those guys that go out there and they can chew up six, seven innings. Doesn't mean you're always going to win the game, but what has kind of been the weakness pitching for them?
I think finding consistency. I mean, Sonny Gray has been everything as advertised, except for his home run rate has skyrocketed. And you were expecting that home run rate to go up a little bit. I mean, he only allowed 8 last year. But pitching at a pitcher-friendly park like Busch Stadium for half your games, there actually hasn't really been much of a difference there. He's just been on the road giving up a lot of home runs in the 3-run variety. So not what you want to do if you're Sonny Gray. No. Kyle Gibson's been a nice addition. He provides that length, that veteran experience you're talking about. And Lance Lynn was doing the same. He's actually on the IL right now with a right knee injury, but he's throwing live BP 3 o'clock today. Big ticket item at New Busch. So, you know, I think it's just about finding consistency. Miles Michaelis has had a very up and down season. Their best pitcher right now, for all the talk about veteran leadership and experience, has been Andre Pallante, who is 25 years old. Bounced up and down throughout the rotation before, got called up from AAA and has absolutely shoved since. So that's just kind of the unpredictable nature of baseball. You build this rotation with a bunch of guys over 30 that have this experience that, you know, you can really trust to deliver innings, and you're relying on this 25-year-old guy that came up out of nowhere in May and hasn't really gone down since.
Katie,
sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
From The Athletic is joining us from her stylish kitchen here in St. Louis on 97.3 The Fan. And I'm going to ask the question that Woods really wants to know the answer to. Ollie Marmol, I believe, signed a 2-year contract extension back in spring training, but I mean, the results have not been typical for a St. Louis Cardinals manager. They usually expect more. Is his job potentially on the hot seat here at the end of the season? And if it is, will they hire Woodsy's idol Skip Schumacher as the next manager of the Cardinals when he leaves the Marlins at the end of the season?
I think Skip Schumacher will be a very hot commodity.
He's already a very hot commodity, okay? If he never manages again, he's a very hot commodity.
You didn't even have to say the word commodity.
He's a very hot.
Oh, I hate you guys. Yeah, so I think no matter where he goes or if there's an opening, regardless, any team is going to interview him. Why not? For the Cardinals, though, it gets a little complicated because the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak, has already pledged that he's going to step down from his position after the end of the 2025 season and kind of phase out. If you know that, if you have this in your plans for the Cardinals who preach, you know, consistency and stability, I can't see them make a managerial change at the end of the 2024 season because your new front office in 2026, whether that's internally or externally coming in, is going to want to hire their own manager as well. So that's a lot of turnover for an organization that's already had a significant amount in terms of managers. We will see. I think it all kind of depends on what the Cardinals do to end the season. If they go out and make a run and do their typical September insanity and sneak into the playoffs, then everyone's probably safe for one more year. But think about it this way, guys. Out here in baseball heaven, the Cardinals have not posted back-to-back losing seasons since 162-game seasons were implemented. So it's quite literally never happened in a full season before back-to-back, and they are flirting with a very dangerous line. Who doesn't love to flirt? But this is kind of the dangerous one that they're doing here in the final 5 weeks of the season.
That is insane. When you really, really think about that, I mean, that's such a tremendous amount of pressure, I would imagine, being a big league manager anyway. But to have that lurking over you is insane to
Padres
think about.
Padres haven't done it since they did it from 2011 through 2019 consecutively. So,
crazy.
Yeah, we're trying to make new records here, Katie. Good ones. So how's Arenado been? How has, you know, I'm sure we'll, you know, this is the clash of the Titans, Manny against Nolan. Nolan always seems to play pretty well. Had a bit of a down season for him. Goldschmidt as well. Would not like to see either of those guys get hot because they're still really good baseball players in both of those dudes.
Yeah, it's been a tough year, especially for Goldschmidt. We'll start with Arenado because his first half was arguably his worst ever first half. He had his second lowest OPS in a full season, second only to when he was a rookie in 2013. And he'd be the first to say that he just wasn't good in the first half. Had just 8 home runs, was not helping an offense that was already scuffling. This Cardinals offense is brutal to watch sometimes, especially against left-handed pitchers, which is crazy when you think about all the right-handed power they allegedly have. So when you're thinking of Arenado, you're looking at his August, and all of a sudden you're seeing a much more indicative sights of Nolan being Nolan, right? So his OPS is back up to 850 this month. He slugged a key walk-off grand slam against the Brewers on Wednesday. He's looked more and more like Nolan. I'm sure just for you, Woodsy, he'll go off this series.
I'm sure.
I'm sure you'll love to see it.
I'm sure.
Goldschmidt, though, different story. He's been struggling all year. For as good as, you know, Arenado's walk-off grand slam on Wednesday was, Goldschmidt struck out with the bases loaded in the ninth. In a one-out situation, all you have to do is put the ball in the outfield or somewhere, and he couldn't do that. And it's been just kind of the story of his season. It's been disappointing. It's been frustrating. You feel for Goldschmidt and all he's done for, you know, not just the Cardinals, but I think baseball in general, of being just a poster of positivity and good influence for the league. But he just has not been able to figure anything out offensively this year. It's kind of been the microcosm of the Cardinals series. They just can't figure out a way to score runs. And, you know, that Padres pitching staff is really good. I looked at the probable starters. They don't have an easy matchup at all this series. So we'll see how that goes.
So who is the Cardinal that Padres fans are going to be annoyed by over the next 4 days? I feel like it used to be Tommy Edman, the San Diego kid, but he'd been traded to the Dodgers, so he's gone. Who's the under-the-skin player that we need to watch out for?
She just said he got hurt. He hurt his finger, Contreras. Oh,
so he's not, well, obviously, but there's someone that's going to play that I want to keep an eye out for.
Yeah, I was actually going to say Contreras, and then I remembered that he was hurt. Yeah. So obviously I'm firing all cylinders this morning. I'm going to go with Mason Winn. This is a 22-year-old stud. I mean, he plays with some swagger that you don't normally see in St. Louis. He's edgy. He's himself. He's fun to watch. Oh, I think I just lost you guys.
No, we can hear you.
Amazing.
We got you.
But definitely Mason Winn. He's kind of a pest, and he plays a really solid shortstop. He has a lethal arm. He slugs lefties. He's probably one of the only Cardinals that can hit left-handed pitching consistently. And I think it's just his swagger and his edge that really makes him stand out, because it's not your typical Cardinal shortstop that you see. You're seeing kind of a new era of the young guys in Mason Winn, Victor Scott in center field. That's who I'm watching out if I'm a Padres fan.
Well, hey, do us a favor. When you go down today, give Shilty a big old hug from us. And tell him that we're thinking about him, and to go out and get, well, you're not going to tell him to go out and get some dubs, but tell him we said.
See if you can lift him up like Jackson Merrill did after the walk-off home run, too. Like, pick him up off the ground.
He would love that.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm so strong. I could do that.
All right. Give him our love, Katie.
You got it, guys. So great to hear from you.
Thank you.
Katie Wu from The Athletic.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.